This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Saturday that Israeli forces had unleashed the second phase of the Gaza war as they pressed ground operations against Hamas militants. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports he is vowing to destroy the enemy above and below ground.
The war inside the Gaza Strip will be difficult and long, and we are prepared for it, he said. This Israel Defense Forces footage purports to show that second stage unfolding in the Hamas-ruled Palestinian enclave. Netanyahu once again called on Palestinian civilians to leave the northern Gaza Strip, the focus of Israel's attack. Israel has tightened its blockade on Gaza and bombarded it for 3 weeks now. People are isolated, with a telephone and internet blackout that began on Friday.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston saying people are scrambling for food, water, fuel, and medicine. In New York, thousands of people demonstrating in support of Palestinians and demanding a ceasefire.
It's violence. It's genocide against Palestinians in every way.
Once again, recapping, the war has been intensified with ground troops, Israeli ground forces in the Gaza fighting with Hamas. There are two quotes that sum up the current situation. Benjamin Netanyahu, which we told you, said, "We will destroy the enemy above ground and below ground," and a Gaza journalist saying, "God help anyone under the rubble." This is VOA News. Drivers waiting on Saturday in long lines at service stations in Buenos Aires and other cities in Argentina due to fuel shortages. The long queues caused by a sour mood among citizens already strained by an economic crisis with inflation close to 140% and a currency that has lost 42% of its value this year. The Argentine government attributed the shortage in part to tourism during the long weekend and rumors of possible price increases following the October 22nd presidential election. The runoff vote is November 19th. The government and oil companies on Saturday said fuel shipments are starting to arrive and the shortage should be eased in the coming days. King Charles will visit Africa for the first time as king. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo has that story.
This trip comes as the African nation celebrates 60 years of independence from Britain.
If we're to look back with the benefit of retrospect, we would say that the history that's shared between Kenya and the United Kingdom in the very first part is a very violent kind of memory.
Javas Bigambo recalls Kenya's hard-fought struggle against British colonialism. 10 years ago, Britain apologized and agreed to pay compensation to thousands of veterans of the Mau Mau nationalist uprising in Kenya, which was brutally suppressed by the British colonial government in the 1950s. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Ghana received a fleet of 100 armored vehicles from the European Union on Saturday as part of increased aid for border security to coastal West Africa nations facing spillover from the Sahel region's jihadist conflicts. Ghana, along with the Gulf of Guinea and neighbors Togo, Benin, and the Ivory Coast, are increasingly at risk from violence from the region, especially after coups in Burkina Faso and Niger, where the junta has demanded withdrawal of French troops there. Countries that are home to the world's three major rainforests agreed on Saturday to cooperate to overcome deforestation and safeguard biodiversity, but they fell short of a concrete alliance to protect the vital carbon sinks. The announcement came on the final day of the Congo Republic-hosted Three Basins Summit. Scott Walterman,